Well, he's a Right to Life County board member, an NRA member, and an officer of the Clinton County Tea Party Patriots. And Mike Trabish is now running for the 93rd District State House seat, covering all of Clinton County and most of Gratiot County, and that's now being held by term-limited Paul Opsomer. Mike joins me now to talk about all the pertinent state issues. Thanks for joining us this evening, Mike.
Good afternoon, Mike. It's all right. My pleasure.
So tell me, would you say those affiliations define many of your viewpoints on the major issues the state is now facing?
Well, I believe so. I believe I've got the background, the business background, the farm background, the construction background, the education background, to do a good job and to listen to the people and to present their voice down in Lansing.
So you're strongly pro-life, obviously, and you're pro-gun rights in a strong way. You support this legislation now that would allow guns in college dorm rooms and stadiums?
Well, I've certainly been, right to life all my life, and I certainly believe in the Second Amendment. I believe there are certain areas that maybe guns should not be carried or presented. I'm not exactly 100% comfortable or familiar with the legislation that you're mentioning, but I believe Second Amendment is very, very important to me. I have several guns, and I've been a hunter all my life. I received my first gun when I was 8 years old, and it set down a whole gamut of rules that I had to follow, and it brought me responsible gun ownership throughout my life and taught me valuable lessons.
Now, as a Tea Party member, I know Tea Party groups across the state put their backing behind Gary Glenn and his efforts to win the Republican Senate nomination. Are you a big supporter of Mr. Glenn?
Well, yes, we back Gary. We believe that he has the credentials and the background and the foundation to represent our state in the Senate.
How has the Republican establishment in Clinton County and other Republicans, how have they responded to your running? Are you considered the primary Republican in the race here?
No, I am not. Basically, I have not had the establishment support. I've been basically... they called me a maverick, and I've been basically thinking outside the box, bringing in new ideas. I certainly will work with them, certainly will cooperate. I will work with all of them. I was raised as a child on the farm, on the Michigan-owned, family-owned farm, that two men working together can get much more done than three working separately. So we've got to work together. We've got to put the citizens first. We've got to, turn this economy around and, prepare and get mm-hmm. out of the way of jobs or get out of the way of businesses so they can prepare jobs. They can give us the economic prosperity that we deserve as Michigan, and we have all the resources to be a great state again, and we can do that with the right leadership.
I'm talking to Mike Trabish. He's running for the 93rd District State House seat. It sounds like, then, you're supportive of the general agenda Republicans in the Capitol have had. Is there anything about what happened last year and the budget and other bills that the governor and other Republicans backed? Is there anything about their plans that you strongly disagreed with?
Well, I think we've made some great progress down in Lansing. We've turned the environment around, the economy around. We've got a long ways to go. Certainly, I consider myself to be the loyal opposition. There are certain issues that I did take exception to, one being the pension tax on the seniors. I don't believe that we should be taxing the seniors on their income. They've been on their pension income. They've worked all their life. They were under the assumption it wouldn't be taxed, and they shouldn't be taxed. I'm certainly not in favor of I'm in favor of the bridge down to Detroit, but not with the state proposal. I believe the bridge is a useful tool, a resource that we can use and be prosperous for our state, add to our economy. But I believe that the proposal that the government has put forth is not the right way.
I was going to say the governor is actually calling for some more tax cuts on businesses, this time the personal property tax, which is going to be pursued this year. That is going to reduce revenue for many municipalities. Would you support this plan for further business tax cuts?
Well, being a township treasurer, I know, and I basically am responsible for collecting it. I know it is very unfair. It basically penalizes businesses for investing and having assets, hard assets, capital assets. I would be certainly in favor of the elimination, but I think there has to be some type of provision so that the local municipalities are made whole with regards to that income. As a township, a lot of our revenue is generated from the personal property tax. So to eliminate it without some type of, let's say, fair restoration of it, would be certainly detrimental and harmful to the local communities.
Now, look, part of the issue with these term limits is you get new people such as yourself coming in that may not know some of these highly complicated issues fully, which, you know, makes sense. Some of these bills are very long. You probably would need to sit down with a lawyer for a week to make sense of them. Are you concerned about where you're going to get your information from and the fact that lobbyists may have a huge influence on how you and your colleagues vote?
I don't believe so. In my case, I have international experience. I've had a multinational company experience. I've had my own company. I've owned my own company for 40-some years. I've worked with over 300 companies during that time period. I've been recognized by the state of Michigan as the Advocate of the Year for Small Business, been recognized by the Chamber as a small business owner. I go into companies now, and within an hour, I have to have an understanding of what their operations are and then make recommendations as to improve them. I've been doing that for 40 years.
Do you think most state lawmakers really know the ins and outs of the bills that they're voting on?
That you'd have to ask the individuals. I certainly will. I'm going to be working. I made two promises in my campaign. One is to be a good listener to the people, the citizens that I represent, and to be a hard worker. I'm a workaholic. I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm still going at 11 o'clock at night. So I'm going to put the time in so that I do know, and I will read the bills. I will read the bills before I vote on them. I'll know what I vote on rather than just voting yes or no based on what the party leaders say.
When it comes to charter schools and cyber schools, do you think there should be any limit on those?
No. I have a daughter. My daughter is going to be 3 years old in July. I'll be 62 years old in June. It's our first child and our first marriage, and we take responsibility for our child. We want her to have the best education possible, and I firmly believe that parents have to take the primary responsibility for education of their children. So we have to give them every opportunity as possible. I've been a college professor. I've been in the public arena for 40 years, and basically I know that teachers in the public schools are good people. They're very good giving people. They give a lot of their time and resources over and above what is necessary. But I think parents have to have the responsibility to take their children and make sure that they have the best education possible.
Now, you get into office, let's say, your first year. What is going to be your first focus? What are you most passionate about, and what kind of legislation would you be introducing?
Well, basically, jobs, jobs, jobs is the number one issue. Michigan has been suffering for decades now with regards to job loss. We have to turn that around so that our young children and our grandchildren stay here in the state of Michigan. And in order to do that, I think there's a couple of key issues. One is we have to cut the regulation of government. The Farm Bureau just did a survey of their members. I'm a member of the Farm Bureau. And the number two criteria that stifles jobs is regulations. Our Chamber of Commerce here in Clinton County did a study of the local business people, and the second most prominent detriment to job growth is regulation and compliance.
It sounds like you're right in line with Governor Snyder then.
Oh, he's a CPA. I'm a certified public accountant. So we're both involved with budgets. We understand numbers. We understand that business is one of the foundations for our economy, and we understand that labor management and business and government are not enemies. We have to work together, and we have to, let's say, remove some of the roadblocks to starting businesses. There's a company up here.
Unfortunately, Mike, we're out of time. Certainly great to get your viewpoints. Mike Trabish, he is running for the 93rd District State House seat. Mike, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you, Mike. I'd be very, very happy to talk with you again.